This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast. Podcast from the Over the Monster Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that's about to start. And this is the All-Star Break edition, where we are now at the midway point, and the New York series will begin in like 5 days. So we got a little bit of breathing room here, Shelley.
Yeah, and we're going to need it after, especially like this last game against the Phillies bullpen.
Yeah, I need that offense back. Mm-hmm. Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to close out the unofficial first half heading into the All-Star break. So let's start there. Game one, Garrett Richards, Vince Velasquez. Red Sox get the win here, 11-5. Garrett Richards went 5. Did give up 7 hits and 3 earned runs, but only walked 1 and got 4 strikeouts. Shelley, is this progress?
I guess. Maybe a bit. I mean, just walking 1 batter, I guess, is okay. I just don't know really what to expect when Richards starts any game. I don't have high hopes. And this game I really didn't want to watch because I'm not a big fan of Velasquez anymore. But I guess it's better. I guess it's good that he only gave up 3 earned runs, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it was progress. Yeah. But, I believe he was the pitcher of record as well, thanks to a Red Sox offense there. But yeah, it still seems like it's going to be a struggle and like a start-to-start thing with them.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Matt Andrees came into the game in the 7th, gave up 2 more earned runs. His ERA is now up to 6.03, and he was placed on the IL. How much longer do you think he's going to be on the roster altogether?
I hope that he's... I'm sure Matt Andrees is a fine fellow, but I really don't want to see him pitch for the Red Sox anymore. I kind of wonder if he's actually is hurt or is one of like those phantom IL things, because he has looked bad pretty much all year. I think that he might be the next DFA guy if we need to DFA somebody.
Yep, completely agree. Kiki Hernandez hit another leadoff home run. He is on fire. JD Martinez and Rafael Devers also added some bombs. Game 2, Martin Perez versus Matt Moore in what we had described as the snooze game. Pretty accurate. It was a hard one to watch. Martin Perez threw 73 pitches, getting only through 3 2/3 inning of work, gave up 6 hits. 2 of those were homers. Not a great start here from Perez.
No. And yeah, we definitely called this one right. It was a snooze fest. I was watching this one. It was on Saturday. It was afternoon game. I was just chilling on the couch. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll turn on this game. I don't think it'll be that great. But yeah, it was awful. Like, it was so many long ABs. It was just really painful to watch. The offense kind of went off. The Phillies offense went off after he kind of left the game. It was just a bad game. Bad game.
Yeah, it did not get much better once Martinez was out. Sawamura had a nice clean inning in a third. Whitlock struck out 1, gave up 2 hits in an inning and 2/3, and then the floodgates opened. Josh Taylor imploded and gave up his first earned runs in a really long time. 1 walk, 2 hits, 4 earned runs, no strikeouts. Brandon Workman followed, recording no outs, giving up 3 runs. And then Austin Bryce, who was the replacement for Matt Andrees, not much better, 2 innings, gave up a run. Did have 3 strikeouts and a walk. What do you think about the replacement of Andrees with Bryce?
I'm not a fan, but you know, I don't really know who is down in AAA who could really help. But I guess it's someone. I'm hoping that we kind of like make a trade or something, you know, coming up sometime this month, because yeah, I think we kind of need something back there. Because I mean, Yaxel Rios is also really not particularly great either. So
no, yeah. What are you surprised that they didn't bring up Bizardo?
Is he still hurt? I think he's still hurt.
Oh, I thought he had just came back.
I'm not sure.
Well, that would explain it then.
Yeah.
Only 4 hits for the Red Sox here. 2 from Alex Verdugo. There was a bunch of walks, as the Red Sox also totaled 19 men stranded on base in a tough 11-2 loss. On to the rubber game. Game 3 today. Nick Pivetta versus a bullpen game. Shelley, we came into this series promised Nathan Eovaldi, Austin Nola. That didn't happen.
No.
So Nola actually ended up going on the COVID list, and then Eovaldi just had his start pushed. But Pivetta revenge game, like we had hoped, did not happen. He only went 4 innings, gave up 4 earned runs. And then that was a lot of the damage done. All 5 runs came in the same inning. All 5 charged to Pivetta. Only 4 of them earned. Well, only 4 earned. Not a great start from Pivetta. 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. What were your thoughts on his start?
He just didn't have it. I mean, like, he just... and, I, you know, pitchers have these types of games, right? Where they just don't have it. He was just... A lot of, like, high plate appearances, a lot of pitches per plate appearance. And, yeah, it was just not really that great. I will say that he only had 2 hard hit balls, which is pretty good. You know, he gave up 4 and only 2 were hard hit. I guess that's not too bad. But, yeah, it's just the pitch count just got way too high.
The bullpen followed and really kind of gave the Red Sox offense a chance. Yaxel Rios went an inning and 2/3, a strikeout, a walk, and a hit. No runs. Darwinson Hernandez, a clean inning. Sawamura, a clean 3rd of an inning. Ottavino, a clean inning. And Matt Barnes, a clean inning. Solid output from the bullpen to stifle the Phillies after Pivetta had left. But by then, with the Red Sox offense kind of scuffling a bit, we're not able to get back into it. The Red Sox ended up leaving 18 men on base in this one in a 5-4 loss. Renfro, Vasquez, and Arroyo all had multi-hit games. Arroyo had a 3-hit game, and all of them were hard hits. And Xander Bogaerts hit a home run early there in the game. Good breaking point here for the bats after kind of scuffling here as of late. But... overall, how are you feeling about the first half?
I mean, if we're just looking at, like, just overall, I am absolutely stoked. I did not ever think that we were going to be in this position. So even though this series, like, really, really crapped the bed, I feel really good going into the second half. What about you?
Same. I don't exactly remember where you had the Red Sox predicted to be by the end of the year, but I had them 4th in the division, and here we are sitting 1st. They've, particularly the pitching, have really outdone themselves and should be an exciting second half of the year. Let's do 2 things here. Let's do MVP of the series and then also MVP of the first half.
Ooh, okay. MVP of this series, this one's going to be difficult. I guess I'll give it to Kike Hernandez. He had a couple of, you know, leadoff home runs. He's been pretty good, much better at the top of the lineup. So I guess I'll give it to him.
Yeah, he's kind of been on fire. I think I agree with you there. Who's your pick for first half MVP?
Xander Bogaerts. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, it's between Xander and Devers for me, and I was leaning Devers. So since you went Bogaerts, I'll go Devers.
Yeah.
But it's those two fellas the whole way.
Yep. And maybe maybe a hat tip to Garrett Whitlock.
True. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and preview the Yankees and a little bit of the second half. Alrighty. So as we mentioned, Red Sox obviously first in the division. They are a game and a half up on the Rays, 7.5 up on the Yankees, 8 up on the Blue Jays, and 26 up on the Orioles. Now have a stretch here where like the next month of games is all within the division. So get some nice, fun competition there. We do not have probables here, so we're going to guess to the best of our ability here for the pitchers, as it's like 5 days away and a bunch of teams are going to reset. But our guess for our pitching matchups are Eduardo Rodriguez versus Jordan Montgomery, Martin Perez versus Jameson Taillon, Nathan Eovaldi versus Gerrit Cole, and Nick Pivetta versus Domingo Germán. How do those pitching matchups line up for you?
I think it lines up pretty well. Erod has been looking much better as of late. So I feel really good. And I mean, the Yankees hitting has been kind of poor, shall we say. And I think that we can get to Jordan Montgomery. And Perez and Taillon, who knows? Eovaldi and Cole, like, if that is actually the matchup, that one's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
And you know, Pivetta and Germán, okay. I think we stand a pretty good chance against those guys.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Look forward to Erod taking a little break here, coming back and continuing the success that he's built on recently. Eovaldi versus Cole would be a really good matchup. Much better in his most recent outing than he was his previous ones. Eovaldi looking nice, and the other are kind of give the edge to the Red Sox, but could go either way.
Yeah.
The Yankees are still rolling out several people who cannot hit the ball, which is another good thing for Red Sox pitching. Do you think there is a chance that the Yankees are even sellers at this trade deadline?
It would be interesting. I don't really know who they would sell though. Maybe some of their relievers. But I don't know. I don't think that they will. It's been a while since the Yankees have like sold, but yeah, I don't think so. What about you?
Yeah, it would feel weird. I mean, I've heard a lot of stuff about Aaron Judge, but I don't know how actual that is, because that seems bad idea if you're the Yankees.
Yeah,
seems like he's a good guy to keep on your roster, but I think you're right. They've got a really nice bullpen arm, so I'm sure they could sell those for some nice decent prices, because they always are really expensive at the trade deadline. So that would make sense to me. Is there anything in the Yankees lineup that you think can trip up our pitchers and give them a tough time, besides the long ball?
LeMahieu, he has starting to get back into his groove. You know, I think he's hitting above 300 for like the past month or so. So he's starting to get back into a groove. But outside of that, and the obvious long ball, no one really scares me.
Yeah, I am right there with you. Let's take a big view here. Let's do MVP prediction for the MVP of the series, and then prediction for MVP of the second half.
All right. MVP of this series, I am going to go... Erod. I think he really comes out, you know, and just kills it with that first game.
That's a good one. I like that one. I'm gonna go JD Martinez.
Nice.
Just feeling he'll have a good series.
Yeah.
And then of the second half, I'm gonna go Eovaldi. I think he's gonna have himself a real nice second half.
Oh, I would love that. So for me, I am going to go Matt Barnes, since he just re-upped, so now he's all good to go, and he's gonna be like, I'm gonna go out and kill it. So Matt Barnes.
That's a good one too. All right. And I guess real quick, when it's all said and done, where are the Red Sox?
I hate to say this, but I think that they win the AL East. I really feel like I need to just go like knock on all the wood in my house.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've completely bought in. I think the the pitching, what they did in the first half, is sustainable and the offense can carry them and win games. And I feel better about their them overall than I do the other options in this division. I think I'm right there with you. So, yep. All right. That'll do it for us. And we will be back with you again after this four-game series with the Yankees. We get a little all-star break ourselves.
Nice.
Thanks for listening.